The H-1B visa crisis, how cheap foreign labor is hurting the American workforce. Commentary. The H-1B visa program was designed with noble intentions to attract top-tier global talent and fill critical skill gaps in the American economy. However, in recent years, companies have increasingly used it as a vehicle to import cheap labor from China, India, and other countries, not to address shortages of high-skilled workers, but to cut costs and maximize profits. This exploitation of the system is having serious consequences for American workers and middle-class families, particularly in sectors that once offered stable, well-paying jobs. The H-1B program was originally intended for highly educated and highly skilled professionals, yet many companies have found ways to circumvent these requirements, replacing American workers with cheaper foreign alternatives. Among the most significant sources of this labor are staffing firms and outsourcing companies, which have dramatically increased their use of H-1B visas in fields like technology, engineering, and finance. Rather than using the program to bring in uniquely qualified workers, companies often use it to drive down wages by hiring foreign workers at rates significantly below market standards. One of the biggest culprits in this trend is the outsized role played by multinational staffing firms and outsourcing companies. These firms act as intermediaries, bringing in foreign workers, primarily from India, but also from China and other countries, at wages far below those of American professionals. These workers are then placed in American companies at a fraction of the cost of hiring domestic talent. This creates a system in which middle-class American professionals find themselves priced out of their own labor market, forced to either accept lower wages or exit their fields altogether. The consequences of this exploitation are stark. In industries such as IT, engineering, and even healthcare, many skilled American professionals have seen their wages stagnate or decline due to the influx of cheaper foreign labor. In some cases, U.S. workers have been forced to train their H-1B replacements before being laid off, a controversial practice that has become all too common in major corporations. Importantly, many of these workers on H-1Bs work extra long hours a week because if they don't, they're fired, they lose their visa, and they must leave the country. Beyond economic consequences, the H-1B program also raises critical national security concerns. The Chinese regime has been accused of using various means, including talent recruitment programs and People's Liberation Army-affiliated researchers, to steal American research, technology, and intellectual property. This has led to concerns that foreign nationals working in the United States under H-1B visas might be involved in espionage or illicit technology transfer. China's civil-military fusion strategy aims to integrate civilian and military technologies to enhance its military capabilities. In response, the United States has implemented policies to restrict foreign nationals with ties to entities supporting this strategy from entering the country on certain visas. The Trump administration introduced a presidential proclamation in May 2020 that suspended visas for certain foreign graduate students and researchers with ties to civil-military fusion strategies. This move was part of broader efforts to limit the flow of sensitive information and technology to foreign adversaries. Additionally, the United States has tightened regulations on deemed exports, which involve the transfer of controlled technologies to foreign nationals within the country. Employers must now obtain licenses for foreign employees working with national security-controlled items, a process that can be lengthy and often results in denial. The tightening of visa regulations and increased scrutiny of foreign nationals have reduced the flow of STEM talent into the United States, potentially undermining America's leadership in fields like AI and technology. The H-1B visa program is crucial for U.S. tech companies, which rely on foreign talent to fill skill gaps. Restrictions on certain foreign nationals could lead to a brain drain and impact the competitiveness of U.S. companies. The Chinese regime has also been known to exert influence over Chinese nationals abroad through intimidation tactics, which can affect their willingness to comply with U.S. laws and regulations. U.S. citizens and other foreigners in China may face detention or exit bans if they are perceived as threats to national security, highlighting the complex geopolitical environment surrounding these issues. The H-1B program, in theory, requires companies to demonstrate that they are hiring foreign workers only when they cannot find qualified Americans to fill the roles. However, enforcement is weak and loopholes abound. Many companies post job openings with unrealistic qualifications, effectively ensuring that no American applicants qualify. Others claim they need foreign labor due to shortages in certain fields, despite evidence showing that domestic talent is available. Moreover, the current structure of the H-1B program ties workers to their sponsoring employers, creating an imbalance of power that further suppresses wages. Since H-1B holders risk losing their legal status if they change jobs, they have little leverage to negotiate higher salaries or better conditions. This makes them an attractive option for cost-conscious companies seeking to cut labor expenses. Several key measures could help ensure that the system is used as intended. H-1B employers should be required to pay foreign workers at least the prevailing wage for their industry and region. This would reduce the financial incentive for hiring foreign labor over American workers. The Department of Labor must crack down on abuses of the H-1B program, ensuring that companies cannot bypass qualified American workers. Audits and penalties for violators should be significantly increased. The role of outsourcing firms and staffing agencies in the H-1B process should be curtailed. These entities contribute little to the economy while exacerbating wage suppression. Allowing H-1B workers to switch employers more freely would reduce their vulnerability to exploitation, forcing companies to offer competitive wages. The United States benefits from a strong, diverse workforce that includes both domestic and international talent. But the system must be fair. The H-1B program, in its current form, has deviated from its original intent, and American workers are paying the price. If we want to preserve a thriving middle class and ensure that the American dream remains within reach, we must reform the way companies use foreign labor. The future of the American workforce depends on it. Dr. Isaiah Henkel, PhD, is a 3x best-selling author and the CEO of Overqualified.com.